All right, let's move on here. Shane asks about effective and speedy Zoom meetings. Contradiction in terms. I don't know if that's possible. Let's get some more details here. He's in some group. They had their first meeting with 12 members. And while the agenda was set and the reports were sent out prior to the meeting, it still took nearly 2 hours. And so Shane is frustrated with Zoom meetings. Yeah, look, here's the thing about meetings like that. First of all, meetings with 12 people where everyone gets to just talk are a huge waste of time. So the idea is we have like a 12-person board and let's all just get together and kind of discuss things and figure things out. That's a huge waste of time. It's better to say, okay, there's one person going to present this thing and here's our proposal. And then we have like a 15-minute Q&A period and then a suggestion is going to be made. So more structure there really matters. In general, having more processes for work before the meetings make a big deal. So the more you're trying to accomplish ad hoc and on the fly in the meeting itself, the more the meeting is going to be dragged out and frustrating. And the more you say, this is our mechanisms for making decisions, the more that's in place ahead of time, the more focused and effective your meetings can be. So if there's some process ahead of time for here are the motions being proposed and there will be a 10-minute discussion of the motion like at one meeting, then there's going to be a period of, I don't know, I'm just making this up, of like back and forth, whatever. People are marking up with emails or thoughts in like a shared doc, how they feel about it. And then a concrete proposal is brought up for a vote at the next meeting. There's a 10-minute Q&A portion, and then the vote happens on something specific, right? What I'm talking about here is like really clear processes for how things happen, where part of the process is like, here's where discussion happens, this type of discussion on this piece for this long. That gives you a lot more control, as opposed to, let's just figure this all out in the meeting. Once you have more than three people, that's not going to go very well. The other thing that's really useful is to make everything concrete. Okay, we're talking about this topic in this meeting. Here's a shared screen where I'm taking notes. This conversation is going to conclude with a clear action item assigned to someone. So when people know that like this is live ammo they're playing with, they're usually a lot more circumspect and careful about just, let me just chime in and bloviate. When it's like, here's the thing we're trying to get to, like this person's going to do this thing, makes it more serious than if they think like we're just time wasting. Like, let's all just talk about it and hopefully this dies away without me having to do more work. So it's like, okay, here's our goal. I'm going to take notes on what people are saying. We're going to clarify. Okay, let me clarify then. Let me propose that these will be the next steps. What do we think about it? Okay, we changed it. Great. Jack is going to do it. Move on. So be really clear. Everything you're discussing is wrapped up. It's written down, wrapped up, summarized, and assigned. All right. Zoom, effective and speedy Zoom meetings. Not a lot of those.